One of the priorities of EFSA's five-year strategic plan is to promote coherence in communication between EFSA and national authorities. How are you going to be able to do that?
That's very important. We've been created to provide scientific advice, but also to communicate it in a coherent way. That is to say, we need, when we communicate, to ensure that all our key partners have access to not only the scientific information we are issuing, but also the way we are going to communicate, the frame in which we are communicating. So we built quite strong networks with the national food safety agencies. In particular, we have a working group of the advisory forum where you find the 27 national agencies, which is working very closely to prepare the communication. In particular, we pre-notify to them our scientific advice, but also our press release, the statement, or the web story, whatever form it is. So this is something on which we are also building very much with the European Commission. So they are pre-notified in advance, and we are aware the way they are going to communicate, so that we ensure at the way that there is a coherent message, and that when we communicate to the risk, on the risk, the risk managers are ready to communicate on the measures to mitigate the risk.
Can you effectively and meaningfully communicate with 500 million consumers with a single coherent message in view of Europe's cultural, social diversity?
I think that's almost impossible if you're not working with the national food safety agencies, those who are really in direct contact with the consumers but in their countries, but also those who are aware, you know, of the diversity of the diet, the food, the attitude to food, the risk perception, because in all the member states you have a great diversity in this area. So that's why also we are building strong networks with the national agencies so that they help us to tailor the message, and they are also, you know, conveying our message to their national audience.
Is EFSA undertaking any activities in the area of consumer perception of food-related risks?
We believe that to be able to fulfill our important mission of communicating risk in relation with food, we need to understand better the risk perception in the EU, in all the member states. So that's why we are commissioning research studies on a regular basis. Last time in 2005, we commissioned with the European Commission a Eurobarometer, and we aim at having a similar study in 2009. We are also working with social scientists. Scientists who are well aware of consumers' attitude, dialogue, how you engage dialogue with stakeholders in our advisory group of risk communication. That's crucial for us.
Food Today, science-based information on food, nutrition and safety. From UFIC, the European Food Information Council.